Brian Stowe has been in a coma since he was brutally attacked outside of Dodger Stadium on March 31st. He suffered a brain injury as well as a fractured skull. Doctors had to remove part of his skull to reduce the swelling. Stowe's neurosurgeon, Dr. Gabriel Zada, gave an update on Stowe's condition today at the LAC-USC Medical Center.
And he required a life-saving operation to decompress the brain and reduce the pressures, which was successful in doing so. However, since that time, he has remained in a comatose state. And our medical team has done and is doing everything to ensure that the most optimal outcome that is possible is achieved.
Stowe's cousin, John Stowe, was also at the news conference. He said the family does not hold this violent act against the people of Los Angeles. Instead, he thanks the community for its support in this difficult time.
To know that people who have never met Brian could care so much about him and his well-being has truly been overwhelming.
He also said that he hopes the men behind this attack will fess up to what they have done.
I hope somehow deep in their heart, or their friends, or whoever it is that knows who did this, that they would at least have the courage to come forward now and face what they've done. It's bad enough that they hit them. At least come forward, have the courage to face the facts and face the book for what you've done here.
Dr. Zada said that by next week, they will have a better idea of Stowe's prognosis, but for now, it is too early to tell. Zada also said the recovery will be very intensive and that it is possible that there will be some brain dysfunction going forward. Trinice Ferreira, Annenberg Radio News.